This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mark Hemingway, an opinion writer with the Washington Examiner newspaper. Over the last few days, Mark has been looking at some of these reports of voting irregularities, possible glitches, and possible downright fraud in certain circumstances, whether it's the voting machines already checking Harry Reid's name in Nevada, all the way to Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where allegations are afoot that the local congressman there, Patrick Murphy, and his campaign have actually engaged in absentee ballot voter fraud, possibly. And Mark, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's start in Bucks County. That would seem to be the most serious, potentially, of all the problems going on here. What do we know for sure?
Well, what we've seen here is that the Pennsylvania Republicans are the ones out there pushing this, and they're up in arms, and they have a copy of a mailer that's been sent out all over Bucks County, Pennsylvania. This is a district of Representative Patrick Murphy, and it's a very close race, although it appears that Murphy is down in the polls. Anyway, on this mailer they sent out, they encourage people to fill out absentee ballot applications. And the letter they sent this out, in very fine print, it says it's paid for by Democrats, but in big letters everywhere else, it says it comes from the Voter Assistance Office, which makes it sound like it's a Democrat-run operation. And it turns out that Patrick Murphy's campaign manager is the guy that's collecting all these absentee ballot applications.
And what could be the potentially fraudulent part of this? In addition to misleading people, are they actually trying to get people who shouldn't be voting to vote?
Well, it is actually a fairly, you know, common practice for campaigns to go around and round up absentee ballots. So that in and of itself isn't like necessarily illegal or anything, but it's incredibly deceptive, and especially to representatives coming from, like, you know, what appears to be a government office. I think Republicans are right to sort of be up in arms about the dishonesty there, although, you know, it's not clear that there's anything out and out illegal, although, you know, obviously whenever a campaign collects absentee ballots, there's going to be the temptation that they're going to, you know, sort through them and maybe not turn in the applications that that they don't want, that they don't think will vote for them.
We're talking with Mark Hemingway, the Washington Examiner. Mark, do you expect this to get much traction, legally speaking, over the next few days?
Well, you know, at this point in time, it's hard to tell. I'm sure the Republicans are pursuing, you know, any and all recourse to this particular problem. But, you know, my guess is we're going to see, especially in places where there's a lot of competitive races like Pennsylvania and Ohio, you know, a lot of these kinds of tactics, you know, on both sides. But, you know, obviously the candidates that are losing are going to be more desperate. In this case, it's going to break toward the Democrats. So you're probably going to see a lot more shenanigans between now and Tuesday.
One of the other things I know you've written about, Mark, is that in some of these situations, in particular the situation out in Nevada, Clark County, where several folks found when they entered the voting booth that Harry Reid's name was already checked in the Senate race and they had to reverse that to get their proper votes counted, that the Service Employees International Union, its workers, end up maintaining and repairing these machines and so forth. Is that just a difficult coincidence for Republicans, or should there be actual concern there?
Well, there's absolutely no independently verified evidence that there's, you know, any chicanery going on with the voting machines yet. But, you know, this is something that is, you know, worth pointing out just for the fact that, you know, the SAU is heavily invested in elections. I mean, they spent $63 million in election spending in 2008. They're spending $44 million more on election funds this cycle, and they've spent lots of money, well over $1 million that I know of off the top of my head, on Democrats in Nevada. And the question is, you know, should voters, you know, entrust the maintenance of their voting machines to such hyper-politicized groups? You know, if you recall throughout the Bush years, one of the board members of Diebold, which is a company that makes voting machines, was a big George Bush fundraiser. And this, you know, prompted howls of protest for years. Well, there's a lot more evidence of corruption, and there appears to be a lot, much bigger financial stake in these elections from the SEIU. So, I mean, I think these questions are worth asking, and it's worth looking at, you know, who's maintaining these machines.
If there is actual deliberate action here, how hard is that to prove?
Well, that could be very difficult to prove. You know, it involves in all sorts of things, you know, from the mechanics of machines to software to, you know, how people are using the ballots. I mean, it would, in fact, be, you know, very difficult to prove, I imagine. But, you know, who knows? You know, people that do these kinds of things, you know, tend not to be the most meticulous or careful people. And so, you know, if they're that brazen about it and it's switching people's votes, you know, there's a good chance that it'll be found out. But, you know, who knows? Maybe these people are exceptionally clever, but, you know, it, again, we have to pay close attention to these kinds of things because there's always all kinds of pressures to tilt the outcome of a race.
Mark, last question before we let you go. Democrats have said in response to some of these stories that these glitches are being discovered in both directions, that some are benefiting Republicans inadvertently. Are you finding that that is the case?
I mean, I haven't heard anything about any of this benefiting Republicans, although, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I don't think Republicans are above dirty campaign tactics. I just think that we're in an election environment where, you know, there's a lot more desperate Democrats than there are desperate Republicans. You know, Republicans are, most Republicans in the country right now are expecting to win. So they have a lot less incentive to pull some campaign shenanigans.
Well, we'll certainly keep on top of it, and we know you have from the start. Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Mark Hemingway, an opinion writer with the Washington Examiner. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.